It's time to head on over to Cross Country Action once again and get an update with Paul Ramo, Q92 Sports Director.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'm with the boys. The boys just finished 5,000 meters, and without a doubt, Lacapra Valley Dawson boy always took first place in the Canada Conference. They went 1-2-3 again, and Griffin Johnson took first place. Congratulations, Griffin.
Thank you.
Wow, you and Zeke and Mike run three side by side the whole way.
Yeah, we decided with the wind today we should run together and use each other as windbreaks, and just ended up with me finishing before them during the finish.
Is that your first win of the season? First place?
Yeah, that's my first ever win.
First ever, awesome. Congratulations. What you think of the run?
It was a pretty flat course, so that was nice, but with the cold air, it's going to get hard getting used to breathing in that cold air into your lungs.
All right, congratulations on a first place finish.
Thank you.
And Mike Call and came in second. Mike, talk about the course here.
It was pretty good. It was pretty flat overall. It was just it was a bad wind that was coming at us the whole time, so it was kind of tough to deal with that.
You guys, all three of you guys, like running together?
Yeah, it was for today we wanted to we really kind of wanted to focus on pack running because Griffin's kind of in an awkward spot where he doesn't really have anyone to draft off of. So means he kind of pulled back a little so he could run with us, and it just turns out he had more in the gas tank at the end.
Yeah. All right, congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
And who's up next here? Mason or Zeke? Zeke came in third.
Yep.
All right, talk about the run here with you guys.
Geez, it was like a lot colder than we were expecting it, so our lungs still have to get to adjusting before the state meet because you know that's always cold. But then the wind just came in, and that was another challenge in itself. But I think we handled it pretty well.
All conference?
Yep.
Again?
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's my fourth or fifth year making it.
Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
And Mason Bramer, I saw Mason competing with a candy kid, and he just beat him out barely.
Yeah, we were pretty much windbreaking off each other the whole race, and it came down to that straightaway, and it was just a really good race with him. And I've been competing with him since track season, so it's Blake Stokes.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've known each other pretty good racing-wise, and it's a fun race with him.
Yeah, that's a dead heat coming in there, and you kind of just leaned forward and got your chest out there.
Yeah, but it was definitely a close race, and I could feel him right on my back, and then he took the lead for that little while, and I just wanted to get that spot and get that place. So yeah.
All right, I understand you were you scheduled to run? Or?
No, I was actually got exercise-induced asthma, so I was gonna get pulled for this, and Sherb was thinking maybe this pulled and then sections, and you have to hold me till state. He was gonna do that, but I decided I want to run this race, and I want to get one back and get a confidence booster and
in the race. So. All right, congratulations, Mason, on a great run.
Thank you.
And Peyton Steroids. Peyton, how'd you do?
Good. I think A.
So you made all conference too?
Yeah.
All right, talk about your run here.
It was really tough with the cold and the wind, and it was fun though because the course is so flat.
So you just finished 3 minutes. What they usually run 3 minutes in?
Time. Oh, like for 5K. Okay, I usually run around, I don't know, it happens.
18 minutes? All right, good job. Well, congratulations on making all conference.
Thank you.
All right, and Aiden Allpress?
Yep. Yeah,
how'd you do?
It was tough with the wind, but everything felt fine. It wasn't as cold as I thought it would be. Getting into it, warming up, though, was pretty cold.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Good. Coach Sherb, happy with the run here?
Yeah. I think he's pretty happy, yeah. Putting 7 in the top 10 is pretty cool at a race.
So you had 7 in the top 10?
Yep. Yeah, well, I was 9th place, yep.
All right. Awesome. Great job.
Yeah, thank
you. Colby, dude. Colby, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. Yeah, place 7 in the top 10, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we did. It's pretty good. It was really a lot of fun.
you guys having fun this year?
Yeah, it's not fun running with these guys. I've had Peyton and Caden next to me mostly all year, and they had good races today. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay. All right, you ready for sections next Thursday?
Yeah, we're hoping to do really well there, hoping to win that, and then do big things at the state. Just work as a team again. Hopefully it's not like this.
Not this cold, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's a lot nicer.
All right, great job. Kobe Duth. That's the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd boys taking first place. Camden Conference, they're going to have an award ceremony here. And see if I can get some Camby Miniota Lancers here. If I can find some while we're on the air here. Well, I'm going to have to regroup and find the Camby Miniota boys. So Maynard will just turn it back to you. I'll call back when I get a hold of them.
For the best pizza around, it's P.K. Egan's, located downtown Canby. You can enjoy great pizza specials. Every Monday, get a medium for the price of a small with up to four toppings, including their famous taco and P.K. favorite. That's every Monday night, 5 till 8 p.m., and every Wednesday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., their pizza buffet. Check out their menu for many other delicious items. P.K. Egan's, downtown Canby, open at 11 a.m., 7 days a week. See a movie at the Canby Theater right on Canby, Minnesota's Main Street. Now showing in Theater 1, it's Joker, rated R. And The Addams Family, rated PG. That's Joker in Theater 1, The Addams Family, Theater 2. Shows at 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. That's Joker and The Addams Family. Now showing at the Canby Theater in Canby. Palm de Terre VFW Post 4955 is the home of honored veterans in Appleton, opening at 2 p.m. with full tabs sold every day, Monday through Saturday. Happy hour daily, 4:30 to 6:30. Kitchens open nightly, 5 to 8 p.m. All gambling activities under license number 00098. Tuesday, chicken wild rice hot dish. Wednesday, beef commercials, mashed potatoes and gravy. Thursday, chicken bacon ranch sandwich with choice of side, tap beer, a buck and a half all day. And bingo, which will be starting now at 6 p.m. through the winter months rather than 7. Note the starting time. Thursday night bingo at 6 p.m. at the Appleton VFW. First jackpot, $500. Second jackpot, $1,500. They have a meat raffle Thursday as well. That's at the Appleton Palm de Terre VFW Post 4955. You're invited over to the Boyd Community Cafe. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Like them on Facebook. Get the latest specials. Give them a call for reservations if you wish at 320-855-3012. Tuesday at noon, Burger Bar. Tuesday in the evening, supper tacos, two for $5, taco salad. On Wednesday, noontime special, meatloaf with mashed potatoes and a vegetable. And in the evening, potato club served with ham and carrots. That's this week at the Boyd Community Cafe. See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, October 18th through Monday, October 21st in Theater 1. It's Downton Abbey, rated PG. And that shows at 7 and 9:15 Friday and Saturday, once nightly at 7, Sunday and Monday. Theater 2 held over, animated family comedy, Abominable, the adventures of a magical Yeti who returns to his family, an abominable snowman. And that's rated PG. Abominable in Theater 2 shows at 7 and 9 Friday and Saturday, once nightly at 7, Sunday and Monday at the Grand in Madison. If you're looking for a great spot for your next party, come on over to the Marietta Legion Club right on Highway 40 in Marietta. They have an ATM for your convenience, pull tabs from the Lac Mar Lake Association. Every Thursday night, they feature a great meal with a good menu weekly, different menu. And this week, on Thursday night, the 17th, it's chicken strips and scalloped potatoes, $5, served from 5 to 8 p.m. Marietta Legion's looking for help. They need some bartenders. Stop in or call if you'd like to apply. Call after 4 p.m. to the Marietta Legion Club, 320-668-2580. That's the Marietta Legion, Highway 40 in Marietta, Minnesota. That's the Q92 Entertainment Calendar. And we've got more cross-country coverage. Here's Paul Ramo.
All right, thanks a lot again, Maynard. Out here at Stony Creek Golf Course, just outside of Renville, the boys' race completed. I just visited with Lacroix Valley, Dawson Boyd. They took first place in the Camden Conference. They finished seven of their runners in the top 10 here in the conference. But leading Camby Miniota is Blake Stokes. And, Blake, what place did you finish?
I placed seventh. So,
pretty good run for you?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty fun. Nice. One of my better times of the season. So
it was.
That's good.
Okay. Talk about the course. Is this the first time you ran Stony Creek?
Oh, yeah. It's the first time, and I don't know if we've ever ran here as a team, personally. Like, even our seniors, they haven't ran here before. So it was new, but fun to be around.
What grade are you in, Blake?
I'm 10th, sophomore. Okay. Okay. So
how's your season been going?
I say it's been going pretty well. I mean, there's been a few down times, but otherwise it's been fun, very fun.
Right. Talk about the course here and the race that you just ran in.
So pretty flat course, honestly. You didn't have too many large hills to go up. It was a nice and steady the whole way, and I had someone, Mason Bremer from Loch Parle, to run with. So we had, I'm not sure if he had a good time, but I know I sure was having fun with it.
Did you finish almost side by side with Mason there at the finish line?
Oh, that finish was amazing. That was one of the better ones. Me and him had back in track, we had a 2-mile finish for Camden Conference as well. That was one of our better finishes, I feel. Except I got that one this time. He got me.
Just not much, though.
Nope, not too much.
All right, you looking forward to sections?
Oh, yeah, very much so. We get to add a lot more competition. How many teams are there? 24, something like that. It's a lot of them. So that's going to be even more fun. Hopefully, we can have another day like this.
We don't have any other Camby Mino boys around us right now, but just tell us who ran on the course here. If you knew how they did.
So, our seniors, Sean Dilly. I don't know what he got in for us, but Alexander Full, he came in second for our team. Then we had Eric Carrasco, junior. Isaac Box, also a junior. He came a little in the middle of the pack. And Tristan Biershank, another one of my sophomores, he finished around third for us. And then the eighth grader, Colton Dice, he came right in behind Tristan. So I think they all had pretty decent races for the conditions that were presented today.
Okay. All right, real good, Blake. Thanks for your time, and congratulations on a good finish for Camby Mediona.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, and we'll see you next Thursday in Madison then.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
All right. That's Blake Stoltz from Camby Mediona, and the award ceremony is probably going to take place in the next half hour or so, and we'll interview Coach Allison Pesek of Camby Mediona and John Sherb of Loch Parle Valley, Dawson Boyd, and we'll get some finals for you here from the Camden Conference. Meet here in Stony Creek Golf Course just outside of Renville. So we'll turn it back to you at the studios.